It really dawned on me at one point just how rough this outside wide receiver situation is when I see Matt Collins mess up on a route on third down, and then immediately the Bills are punting the ball. And do you know who's the gunner going down to try to tackle the punt returner? It's Matt Collins.
Matt Collins, yeah.
The dude they just threw the ball to on third down. With where Keon Coleman is right now as an NFL player, that they are only throwing out as an outside receiver and like just being a jump ball dude, they're just kind of drawn dead from the outside receiver position right now.
Matt Harmon and Dalton Del Don on Yahoo.
Who could have seen that specifically coming, by the way? Because that was a huge question, was you have a lot of slot guys.
Yeah.
A lot of slot guys. You're buttoned up there. But.
So I got a new chart, and I'm going to know if anyone would agree with this, a general concept. Just an idea.
Based on this chart? What's the chart
of? A little bit. It's Ben Baldwin's newest, which is ranking offensive series results.
Okay.
How often your offensive drives, you have a possession, does it lead to a touchdown, a first down, a field goal, a punt, a turnover?
I know going into the week, the Bills had the lowest rate of punts in the league, but I also remember hearing on the broadcast that they had 5 punts in the first half on Sunday.
Yes.
Because I said out loud, this is about to be the 10-punt game.
Yes.
We have the no-punt game. It's about to be the 10-punt game. I don't know what they ended up
with. No longer have the lowest percentage of punts in the league.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine.
Not even close. They do have the lowest percentage of turnovers.
Right. Yeah, 2, right?
2% of their drives land in turnovers. Okay. 2%.
Yeah.
17% punt, 9% field goal. Again, first down counts. This is every first down. What is your first down lead to? Does it lead to another first down? Like, the number one team in the NFL that gets a first down from a first down is who?
Wait, one more time. The first player.
It's a successful offensive series.
Yeah, you've
earned a new set of downs or scored a touchdown, okay. Field goal, punt, turnover. Who's number one at getting another first down?
Washington.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is right.
They're awesome.
They're also tied for number one in touchdowns.
Yep.
Would you like to guess where the Bills are? Because this is my big point I would like to make, and I'm not trying to be – this is not a hot take, I don't think. I feel like – give us a call and let me know if you think this is the right measure. I'd like to live in a world where the Bills' offense is, and I mean this, never outside the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
You have Josh Allen. There is never a time you should be outside the top 10. Should not exist.
No combination of players, coaching, nothing.
Right. Yeah, if you have fallen out of the top 10, you are in the crosshairs, no matter what. Yeah. I don't want to hear, well, you're 12th. Right, congratulations. I don't live in the same world as the Browns. I don't want to be in the sample size with the Browns and the Patriots and the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
I live a different life than them. To say I'm better than them is worthless. Mm-hmm. The question is, where do I rank? And, you know, Ken Dorsey had him up somewhere and we were mad about turnovers. He got fired and Joe Brady took the job and the Bills were a pretty good offense. And right now, on offensive series results, what do you do with a fresh set of downs? The Bills rank
14th?
13th.
Yeah.
You can't be here.
Mm-hmm. That is...
You decide who you're mad at.
It's an inept version of a Josh Allen offense.
You cannot be here.
Yeah.
You can't. It's inexcusable to be 13th. You know who they're right ahead of? Indianapolis. Yeah. Right ahead. Indy, who, by the way, has been boosted by, checks my notes, Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills' offensive series results, they are behind Washington, Cincinnati, Baltimore, New Orleans, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Detroit, Tampa, Kansas City, Arizona, LA, and Atlanta. You can never be there. It can never be okay, even in a transition year.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay. I'm not saying Joe Brady needs to be fired, but where they are is unacceptable and should be absolutely unacceptable for them.
Right.
You are 2 slots ahead of a Geno Smith offense. Geno Smith might be pretty good. The Giants...
I think he is pretty good.
The Giants are 17th.
Now that's scary.
The Bills are 13th.
That is the scary... I don't want to be in their neighborhood. So
ever
with
I guess
Daniel Jones.
I hear a lot about McDermott. They'll never win with McDermott. And we get that call a lot. I had a guy write me a message saying, like, it'd be nice to hear you call for McDermott. My answer is always, who are you going to hire? Like, you want to make a change? You can call and say that all day. I don't think it's likely. And B, I don't know who they would hire. But if he were to be fired at any point because Terry Pegula has decided it's time, you find me the brightest offensive mind that you can, and I'd want to shift to an offensive identity. And I would want to say, I never want to be outside the top five, ever. Top 10, you're having a rough month, but you just shouldn't ever live there. 13th, they finish the season 13th, you get a new offensive coordinator. You can't live there. This is not same life as the Will Levis Texans. Let me tell you the teams that are not in my sample size.
Okay.
Denver, Cleveland. Maybe the Chargers. Denver, Cleveland, New England, Miami right now with a backup quarterback. Tennessee.
Are the Raiders in there anywhere?
The Raiders are 25th.
Yeah, got to be the Raiders. Not in the same league. Carolina.
You can knock 10 teams out and say, not even in the sample size. Now I'm 13th out of 22 with Josh Allen. Absolutely unacceptable. Cannot live here.
Right.
So if that means you trade for Davante Adams to lift you to 9th, or you trade for Amari Cooper or Deontay Johnson or whatever you got to do, or, you know, you just get things going in the right direction, you get Khalil Shakir back, and all right, you can live at 8th. 8th is still at the bottom of acceptability.
Mm-hmm.
When you have Josh Allen as your quarterback. So when people call and get hung up on McDermott, I don't necessarily disagree. I'm just way too focused on the offense. And many people, of course, make the connection. Well, you know, they're going to always turn over coordinator, and he undervalues wide receiver, so they don't put enough in the position. And you could make a lot of points like that. Like, they overvalue tight end and running back, in my opinion, and undervalue receiver. There's a lot of different ways to do this. I'm open to however they want to do it, but 13th is never going to be good enough.
Brady's not your offensive coordinator forever if they're staying around 13th. He doesn't have to be fired right now, but
he doesn't make it to year. He doesn't get another year. He should not.
And also,
you can't be 13th with Josh Allen and get another year.
And also, that is, you know, like the fire McDermott crowd will like this one. I think that if that were to happen. I mean, if they were to be 13th in this category, and then I just saw Marcus Mosher posted explosive plays on the season, and the Bills are 10th. Like, same thing. Like, you got to be higher than that. You should be higher than that with the biggest arm in the league.
How many explosive plays are his runs? Am I getting nothing else?
Yeah, no. They're 16 runs, 16 pass.
Okay.
On explosive plays.
Good balance.
So if this doesn't work with Brady again, like, you're not able to claim anymore that, oh, I'm a defensive-minded coach, so I'm just going to lose my offensive coordinator every 2 years. You're losing your offensive coordinator maybe to being fired every 2 years if you're about to lose another one, or if another one is about to not get the most out of the offense.
You're going
to
lose them because they're either going to be good and get a job, or they don't live in the top 10 and they can't keep the job.
Yeah, like, what is the path to getting back to number one? What's the path to being the best offense in football? What is their desperation level to being the number one offense in football? There's not really much you could do about it right now in season. You could do something. You could try to find a way to get Adams. You could try a way to get Cooper. You could try to get some other receiver that's not being mentioned here. You could try to throw Tyrell Shavers in there just to try anything different. You could do anything. What's their desperation level? How badly do they treat that? How much are they okay being 9th, 10th best offense in football? Or do they desperately want to be number one because they know every year they're capable of being number one? Because I've got a team that for 2-3 years now, that one of my biggest concerns about them is I don't sense that they're desperate to be the best offense in football, even though they're capable of it. They are. I want to believe they're not just okay being the 9th best offense.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that they are.
Randy wrote in, what's the stat called? And there's a lot of different ways to evaluate your offense, right? There's points, yards, EPA.
DVOA is another
one. A million different ways to do it. This one is just offensive series results.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to use that one, if you want to use points, if you want to use yards, if you want to use some, you know, collection of all of them into a form, I just want to say, like, is everybody on board with 13th should never be okay?
Can we just all agree they're not the best offense in football?
Well, for sure. Of course.
Right? Like, and to me, that's you're not going to breach that bar every year, but that should always be your bar because you are capable of that.
Right. For sure.
And they're not close to the best offense in football. They might be close to being good enough to even win the Super Bowl. Right? Like, I don't know how far away they are from being the sixth best offense or the fifth best offense in the league, being in the top tier. But, you know, they're not close to me to being one of the elite offenses in the league with this receiving core.
And that might have been.
I still kind of feel like they're only one player away, though, from maybe wondering if they could be.
And that might have been somewhat predictable. Like, in a down year, I want to be ninth. And in an up year, 1, 2, 3. 803-0550. So, like, anyone else have a thought on that? Anyone agree? Disagree? It's okay to be 17th. They're not. And you can pick which stat you want. But these last 2 weeks, you know, I mean, it's been clear.
Last 2 weeks, you don't even need the stat. Just watch. If you want to be eye test guy last 2 weeks, I don't know how you they're broken.
That's right, five games in, and let's be real. They had 2.5 good games and 2.5 bad games. Like the Arizona game, the first half was not too good. And a fumble.
But they can't be 50-50.
No.
They can't have a great offensive performance half the time and a bad offensive performance half the time.
That's not
good enough with Josh Allen.
Right. The goal should
should be 90-10.
And that's where McDermott will probably say something to this. Like, it's not up to our standard. I just want to make sure their standard, like, I'm telling you what mine is. Mine is, you should never be 13th. Get some calls in. Maybe they can right the ship. Maybe they get outside help. Maybe, I don't know, they find a formula. Mike on a cell. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm wondering if I can be Bartlett in the study and you can be Stanley Keyworth, because I've got a whole bunch of feelings that I don't know what to do with. I feel like this situation is like, if you're a parent, I'm a parent of young kids. Jeremy, I know you've got kids. It's like you've got a really good kid who does a lot of things that are really good, but never the thing that you ask them to do. It's like you say, hey, all you need to do today is clean your bedroom. And then they clean the kitchen and they do their homework and they go for a shower. And you're like, those are all really good things. But all I needed you to do was clean your room. And I feel like that's what we're dealing with McDermott. He's got a really, really good defense and can coach up players that wouldn't be starting on other defenses. And he's brought the culture in 6 out of 7 playoff years and all those things. But, like, they've never prioritized offense in the way that they've needed to. And wide receiver has just been it's all the stuff that you guys were just talking about. It's all of that. It's you can make the arguments for and you can make the arguments again. And it would be just like that kid who you're like, well, I've actually got a really good kid. They get good grades and they clean up around the house and they do the dishes, but like they never do the thing that I just ask them to do. And so do you punish them for that? Do you encourage them for that? And I feel like that's where Brandon Bean and the Bills must be, which is like, you're too good of a kid for me to ground you, but I'm not happy with what you're doing. And so help me here understand how to work through these feelings, because it's been 5 nights since I slept, and this came up 4 nights ago. So thanks very much, and I'll get off, and I'll listen to you guys.
Thanks, Mike. I guess part of what I get to is, you want to talk about bad game management, D'Amico Ryans was horrible in that game, too. D'Amico Ryans blew the game for the Texans, and then the Bills blew it again. But D'Amico Ryans blew it, too. And watching a lot of these games, there's a lot of really bad jobs done. Really bad. Really bad punts. Sometimes you blow the game in the final minute. Sometimes you blow the game when you punt in the third quarter and the game gets away from you and you lost. You know, like, I think McDermott is an excellent defensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
Would put him up against anybody. Game management, this year, that's gone back. You know, it used to be you could defend his fourth down decision-making in the face of he blew it at the end of the game. And he did make a 4th-and-5 call that got the Keon Coleman touchdown. Like, they went for that. The previous game, in the previous 4 games, they've been drifting the wrong way. So that edge that he had for years, he has started to give that back. And that's not good. I don't know. I on the spectrum of McDermott haters, McDermott lovers, I'm probably closer to happy not furious all the time, but you know, everyone's got a breaking point. Many of you was 13 seconds. Others, it might have been this game. Maybe you were someone that was okay until this game. For me, I'll listen to it. Maybe it's just the kind of thing where I'm resigned to. They're not going to make a change. I really don't think they'll make a change. What did I tell you? Over under was 4.5 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think you're getting a change for quite a long time. And maybe that's why I just kind of won't even really seriously entertain it. I started thinking about it more yesterday. Well, what if they are upset? What if another late game thing? Because all it takes is one person, really one person, to decide, yeah, maybe it's not right. You know, you subscribe to any version of this isn't the right person for us anymore. But I just don't think so.
I don't think so either. What I might need, it comes down a lot to player personnel for this. And what I could maybe use, if McDermott's going to obviously be here for years, which I think he is too, I need him to change his attitude, or I need him to think differently about what he wants his roster to look like that Bean's going to build him every year. And we brought this up earlier. I kind of want McDermott to have that aha moment that we kind of landed on earlier, which is the aha moment for McDermott would be, oh, I can put this defense together with almost anybody. I'm throwing Jamarcus Ingram in there. I'm throwing Cam Lewis in there. I'm Novon Miller this week. Dwayne Smoot gets a pass rush that results in a big fumble. Just piece it together. It's not going to be perfect, right? The safeties on Sunday didn't help. Huge mistake by Cole Bishop helped lose them the football game. But in large part in the overall, I can lose multiple important pieces on that side of the football, and I know I got it. I know I got it. With the coaching, we can coach it up. We're good with player development on that side of the ball. We got it. So, look at the other side. Just struggling to figure it out. Can't withstand an injury. Khalil Shakir goes out, looks broken on offense. I might want the coach to start thinking that way and telling his general manager in off seasons, hey, no, you don't have to go all out. You don't have to spend $100 million on this defensive player. You don't have to spend a first round pick on this defensive player. We can do a little less on that side of the ball because I've proven that we can do fine even when we have less.
Isn't that the justification?
So I need that. That's a change, though, I think, from where they've been. I need that change to happen.
Isn't that the justification for why Josh Allen, it's okay to give him nothing at receiver? Well, it's Josh Allen. He'll just lift up those guys.
Right, but I need that to flip.
No, I know.
I need it to be Allen needs more. Allen needs a little bit of help, and McDermott can go the other way of, I don't need as much help. It's not always going to go that way. If they were to do that year after year after year, then you would probably find a defense that's like bottom half of the league if they just consistently did that. But I don't know. It's tough to not think they could. Their floor with that coach is middle of the pack almost no matter who's playing defense.
803-0550. Jay and Jerry, we'll get a phone call with you guys on the other side. If you can hang with us, please do. Happy Tuesday. NHL season begins. The Utah Hockey Club, soon to have a terrible name next year, probably.
You think they should just stick with Utah Hockey Club?
It's better than all their nominees, so yes.
I don't even remember what the nominee was. Yeti, the favorite?
They're all horrible. I'm just a hater over here when it comes to new names.
I think I've never heard you say that you like a team name. A new potential team
when
name.
The WNBA went to Golden State, the Valkyries, great name.
The Valkyries.
It's a great name.
That's right.
There's plenty of good names out there. Yeah. Not Kraken and not all of Utah's nominees. It's not my fault they keep coming up with bad ideas.
I wanted them to be Salt Lake.
Sure, that's a good idea too.
They should have gone with the city, but
803-0550, congratulations, Utah. It's a new season for them. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.